Good morning. It is the Lombardi Line here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here in Las Vegas. He's Michael Lombardi. Of course, Marquee Sports Network in Chicago, NESN, the old standbys. We thank you for joining us as well as we say hi to Michael. Mike Palm is going to be joining us here in just a little bit. But again, just to reset here, the MAC, it looks like right around a half hour from now, is officially going to cancel its season for 2020, the first FBS to do so.
Yeah, that's a shame, too. And, you know, this is going to have so much residual effects, Patrick, on women programs, on the Title IX and everything, because of the income that football brings to schools is huge. And if this trickles down into, you know, we've already seen it with the Ivy League, which is really, you know, the Ivy has their endowments, so they're never going to get financially. I mean, Stanford, they have $27 billion of endowments, but yet they canceled sports. So it's kind of interesting. And I still think we still have to wait and see what's going on with the Pac-12 and what's going on with that, with their players and what they've asked for and what's going to actually come in. So it's really a tenuous time in college football right now.
And you mentioned the potential opt-outs as well. Yes.
No doubt. I mean, look, the NFL did not have a supplemental draft in July. They always do. The reason they didn't have it is because they didn't want to give players the opportunity to opt out easily. And that would have created chaos and put a lot of guys into a draft, you know. And so now we're seeing players opt out. They'll have to wait and sit around and see. But there's the guys that have opted out have got great tape already. So, you know, they'll be able to play in bowl games or all-star games if we even have those in the offseason.
Well, one thing's for sure. You and I were joking before the show started. The long, strange trip has begun, and we're going to be here 7 days a week on the Lombardi Line, including Saturdays and Sundays. So we're not going anywhere. Get your coffee, get your tablet. We're going to be here 2 hours on Saturday and Sunday. Sports are going to continue. Now, if players and conferences start to drop out, the others will fill that space, and the better will have plenty of information here on VSiN. All right. We're going to have Mike Palm joining us in just a little bit. But first, quote unquote, which I completely botched in the first hour. Let's do this, Michael. Baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical. Of course, that's Yogi Berra.
You can't get enough Yogi, really, seriously. I did this really as a tribute to the great Josh Applebaum's call of the Seattle Mariners beating the Astros yesterday in a game that looked ridiculous. In fact, you know, we were talking about it and somebody said, there's no way I'm playing the Mariners. And so they won and he covered. So, you know, baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical. So the physical part won yesterday for Yogi. But he has some great lines. You know, how about the line when they asked him when he cut a pizza, when they're getting ready to cut a pizza, and the guy says, do you want me to cut it in eighths? He said, oh, no, I can't eat all eight pieces. Just cut it in half.
I always wonder, and you do a lot of this with the Daily Coach, was Yogi stealing those from those axioms from somewhere? Or was he coming up with those? Because a lot, I mean, they're gems, and there's a lot of them.
I think he just came up with them. I mean, you know, people don't go there and no more. It's too crowded. You know, it's just like, you know, we're lost but making great time. You know, I mean, you just got to put two sentences together that make no sense, and all of a sudden they make sense. So you got to really enjoy it. And his humor was great. So that was a tribute to the great pick of yesterday in baseball. And I can't wait to hear, you know, Mr. Palm's analysis of what's going to happen in baseball in today and tomorrow as he looks over the landscape.
15 games in Major League Baseball. You've got 5 in the NBA, 2 round robin as far as the NHL. Mike Palm going to be joining us in just a little bit. Quickly, what do you think of TPC Harding Park, which is a muni out in San Francisco where they're playing the PGA? I think it looks beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. And, you know, it's right next to the great course Olympic Club there. So they kind of border one another and it's just absolutely breathtaking. And look, it's a great tournament. And the fact that I like so much about it is weather can change there dramatically in a matter of moments.
Yes.
And I think that's going to affect the game tremendously.
And that's the one place you'd take Millie and pack up and move back to in the country up there in the Bay, right? You've told me that.
It's a beautiful spot. Yeah, no, it's an awesome, awesome town. A little expensive to live there, but it is an awesome place.
Harding Park continues there as far as the PGA tournament's concerned as we continue along PGA Championship, of course, there up in San Francisco. Mike Palm's going to be joining us as we welcome you in. It is the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. I'm Patrick Maher. Hit it, Ken. There it is. Luck be a lady. This morning on VSiN, and he is Circa Sports controller. I just call him a baller over at Circa. He does everything. He is Mike Palm, and he joins us now. Hi, Mr. Palm. How are you?
Well, I was expecting my way, Michael. Michael even tweeted it out, the promises. I know Visa has some budgetary constraints. You know, Stephanie, Michael, Stephanie did the little rope-a-dope last Saturday and asked me to come on, and then I came on and there was no Patrick, so I was having Maher withdrawal, so I had to go to my box set of VPR and watch some footage of when he showed up for the opening of Tom Tom, and then all was right with the world again.
I tell you, your VCR is loaded with stuff. You got all those hockey games on it. You've got Patrick and everything. I mean, that's amazing. You're doing a lot of studying. So talk to us a little bit. Tell us how are things down at the D, and how are the book doing down there? You getting a lot of action?
Oh, gosh, Michael. We're getting more action than we can deal with. I mean, We're writing a ton, which is what we wanted, right? And we're not even into football yet. So it's good days when you can, you can do a million and handle most days, because you got the NBA playoffs, you got the NHL playoffs, you got all these Major League Baseball games, including these seven-inning doubleheaders. You got the Korean baseball. We got a major golf tournament this weekend. You still have NASCAR going on, and then UFC. I mean, it's incredible. The action is everywhere.
Yeah, it really is. Patrick, real quick, I wanted to ask Mike, how are you doing on the football parlay pools? Update us on that.
Well, so as you know, in that great standard, my way, there's the line. Well, I'm sure you knew there were times when I bit off more than I can chew. Well, these guarantees in our two football contests is the time we bit off more we can chew. Who would know that there would be a pandemic and Tramble would be so limited? We'd even be shut down for 11 weeks. Derek, got aggressive. He was aggressive last year, guaranteeing $1.5 million in the Circa Million initial contest. And, we had 300 entries with 3 weeks to go, and we just really killed it the last three weekends and got up to over 1,800. So he said, well, if we could do that when nobody knew who we were, we could certainly do 3,000 entries this year and guarantee 3 million. And oh, by the way, let's add a second contest, the last man standing, the Survivor, Circa Survivor, and let's guarantee 1 million there too. So we got to get 1,000. So now we need 3,000 entries and 1 million to 1,000 in the Survivor. As we talked this morning, I think we're at about 160 in the 1 million 2 and 60 in the Survivor. I mean, we're at about $3.75 million in overlay right now. Now, it's not going to be that, but I don't see any way we can get the 4,000. We'll do everything we can. We got the panel. We got the weekends. We're giving away the free room if you do at least one in each contest. We're giving away a suite if you do the full house, 5 in the Survivor, 3 in the Circa Million 2. So we're doing everything we can, but this really will be an overlay this year, guys.
Circa Sports. For more information, Mike Palm, Vice President of Operations for the D, Golden Gate, and Circa, of course. Every time I look down and I see you on the rundown, I feel like I bit off more than I could chew. But let's try to do this together, Mike. If I told you of the 24 teams in the bubble there, Edmonton and Toronto, Arizona, Chicago, and Montreal were 22, 23, and 24. I mean, I could argue that, right? They all advance. This has been nuts as far as the hockey's concerned.
So the only one that was shocking to me was Pittsburgh getting knocked out by Montreal. I'm still scratching my head there. I don't know what my eyes saw. I thought this was a real mismatch here. I mean, Montreal was god-awful during the regular season. They really were the only team that had no argument for being in the bubble, much like the Washington Wizards, right? I mean, no argument to be in the bubble. But are included because of mathematics. And they went out and beat a Pittsburgh team that was really healthy for the first time all year. Mm-hmm. I mean, Montreal had two losing streaks of 8 or more games during the year. That's hard to do in the NHL. And so they didn't have much in front of Price. Now, Price got dialed in, and, there were people that were sharp on this, and they bet Montreal with the value. They got up to close to plus $2 for the series. And so kudos to them. I thought the Chicago Edmonton would be wide open, high scoring, maybe go 5 games. It was that. And the Stars still did, play decently for Edmonton, but not, they just didn't have the depth on the second and third lines. And then who knew how the Coyotes would react with their GM quitting 8 days before the playoffs started. So I thought they were sort of a wild card. So really Montreal only the surprising one. But how about the Toronto Columbus series? This might be the most unbelievable series we've ever seen in hockey, with two teams being down 3-0, one late in the second period, in game three. And last night, with under 4 minutes to go, I mean, the Maple Leafs were all but dead and scored three times, having pulled the goalie. And Columbus, what, they missed four empty nets? I mean, that had to be 10,000-1 for that happen, for Toronto to come back and win that game and stay alive.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, here in the Philadelphia area, Mike, you know, with Hart in the goal, everybody, the Flyers are the talk of the town. I mean, you know, as Philadelphia typically goes, they might as well just give them the trophy right now, because everybody's expecting that. But what are your thoughts on the Flyers and where they're going and how they've played so far?
Michael, they were the best team in the league from mid-February till when the league got, you know, paused. They've come out. I picked them both the first two games. I even took them with Elliott in goal, and Paulie told me, he's too shaky. You can't bet him unless there's heart. I said, this team is too good. Look at the way they're sharing the puck. They're young. They're hungry. This is a legitimate team. Carter Hart, 21 years old. He's probably going to be the Bennington of this year to come in at that young age and maybe win a Stanley Cup. I think right now there's a couple tiers of teams, and I think right now the top tier of teams is Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, Colorado. Those three, I think, are above. And then the next tier, I would say Boston, Carolina, and the Golden Knights, if you're looking to find a Stanley Cup champion. And the best value, really, well, you could argue Carolina, but, I mean, Philadelphia, Colorado, I think, are two teams you're going to have to go through them to get to win this.
The Midwest accent is coming out, Mr. Palm. Colorado. So let's start there with your Colorado Avalanche. You've got them today, Golden Knights, of course, and Avalanche. You're laying 115 with the Avs.
Yeah, it's funny. I put this in a group one because it's really still round robin, but I think it does a lot mentally to win the one seed. I think going into it, teams weren't that concerned about where they ended up, but it's funny how these games have set up where you have both teams that are 2-0 and both conferences playing now for the one seed. There's no other results that matter, just their game. And Colorado has, even since the inception of the Knights, played very well against them for 3 years, dominating them earlier in the year in Las Vegas. They were a team we always said probably had the most talent in the West, but had a lot of injuries, including to Grubauer during the course of the year. We saw Francouz play well in the second game as everybody's sort of rotating their goalies in these round robins. We'll get Grubauer again today and against Leonard, who is playing much better than Fleury right now. I don't know if we see Fleury again in these playoffs. I think Colorado has a distinct advantage. I'd lay up to 130 in this matchup. It's 115 right now. And then in the other game, with Hart and goal, we've seen Tampa play scoreless, low-scoring first period. Vasilevsky really has had those lulls in the second period and early third period to get those games tied, and then they have to come back and either win right at the end of regulation or in OT. I think this is probably a 0-0 or 1-0. I'd play Philadelphia if you told me I had to pick a side, but I'll prefer to play the total to wrap up Group 1, Patrick.
You know, Mike, the Indians, I think, got shut out last night by the White Sox, and I see that they're on top of your list again for your Group 2, 3 units here, with Plasek throwing on the mound for them with the Indians today. So talk about your Group 2 selections.
Hey, thanks to Dylan Cease and the Go-Go Sox, we had a 16 round robin bet at Circus Sports yesterday that would have paid $250,000, and they were the only one that knocked that out.
Wow.
I mean, the better still made a six figures on the bet, but that was the only thing preventing 6-0 in that round robin.
Wow.
And thanks to them that they beat the Indians. Indians, ton of pitching. They got all these right-handed starting pitchers. They don't hit the ball, though, really. Once you get past three in the lineup, and now how about this stat? In their last 17 games, the first five under, I believe, is 15-1-1 for the Indians, 17 games. So I'm going to go back to that under. It's a five today because Matt Foster is going for the Sox, a reliever, sort of an unknown quantity up against the Dan Plesac's nephew, Zach. But I love that five. I was looking at it if I could find a five, and it came out a five. So I played the five there. Another early afternoon game, we see the division leaders in the West are the two main contenders, the A's and the Astros, and they played a humdinger of a 13-inning affair, 3-2 last night. Good pitching matchup here. Framber Valdez, whose numbers so far this year are actually better than Montas, who's the ace of the A's staff. I have the A's plus $4 to win the West. good start so far. I mean, Altuve and Correa and Springer, it's a little tougher to hit when you don't know what's coming. I think this series is going to be a low-scoring series, and I'll go under 4.5 first five. Another under under in the first five, I'm going to take Michael Lombardi's favorite pitcher, the Italian stallion for the Reds, Anthony Desclafani, who's going up against Brett Anderson at Miller Park tonight. And we'll close it out with two low-scoring teams in the pitcher's park, the first five under, with the Padres and Merrill Kelly for the D-backs and the Padres with Paddock. So four first five inning unders and a couple hockey plays in group one.
Shocker, Mike Palm's going under. As far as a couple of quick trends in hockey, in Toronto, the goalie's coming up big, right, Mike? Out east, the unders big time. The Dogs have been cashing. An average of under five goals scored. And then you go out west in Edmonton, a little bit more parity, slightly edged to the favorites there, but average of goals a little over six. So that's quite a disparity as far as goals scored east and west.
Yeah, and it's a little like you. I would have thought the Coyotes series with Nashville would have been much lower scoring. It wasn't. We've seen some. It started out slower, but the Vancouver-Minnesota series, it's kind of sloppy play. I mean, Vancouver advances, but Markstrom was not good in goal.
Yep.
So out west, yeah. And then, of course, the Blackhawks and Oilers, we're gonna trend that up. You see a little bit, though, and even the Knights, right? And the Knights, 8 goals and 10 goals in the two games. Colorado, 3 goals and 4 goals, though. Much lower scoring in that part. And then in the east, as you said, more traditional playoff hockey with the totals really at 5.5 and 5.
How about
hey Mike?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Patrick. I was going to ask Mike a question about getting away from hockey and baseball, but I was going to ask you how much what if you had to handle the percentage, is it all is it basketball, baseball, then hockey? How are the bets coming in? What seems to be the most action you're taking? What sport?
Well, it's UFC, Michael. UFC cards are incredible. I thought last Saturday it was a short card. And it wasn't on ESPN. Not even the undercard was on ESPN, right? It was all on ESPN Plus or pay-per-view. And we still wrote over $500,000 to it. I mean, when they have the cards that are on TV and some sexier matchups, we are writing more on the UFC than we do on NFL playoff games. So this wow. UFC, I mean, give Dana White credit. The marketing, they were the first back when every other North American sport was still shut down and we really only had the soccer over in Europe and other places. UFC, I think, picked up a huge fan base during that month of May and June when nothing else was going on. So UFC is number one. I think for us, baseball is probably number two, and then it's basketball and hockey probably come in nose and nose for third.
And it should be known, Mike Palm joining us here on the Lombardi Line. Michael, this is a crazy UFC area. I didn't realize until I got to Vegas. I know a lot of fighters trained here, but Mike Palm, this is a crazed town as far as UFC is concerned in betting.
They love it. They love their hockey and they love their UFC. You know, it's a crossover sport gender wise too.
Yep.
A lot of women you see coming up and betting you, they really follow it. And you see them come and they make their $100 14 parlays and they really study it. It's a real crossover sport. You don't really see that. You know, I've yet to find a woman I can watch a baseball game with that's kept captivated the whole 3 hours in my whole life. My wives, girlfriends, anybody, it's just not enthralling to them. Yes, they like football now, but UFC, they really get into it.
And you have plenty of white Zinfandel to share for the ladies if they want to join Mike Palm. And by the way, Mike, I Googled TomTom and now I'm laughing harder than I was at the beginning. You are funny, my friend. I appreciate you.
You are the best, Mike. Thank you, Mike. We really appreciate it. And we will have My Way queued up, Ken, next week for sure. We will have that. I apologize for our lack of synergy.
Nope, here we go. It's My Way. Well, is that My Way or is that another song, Ken? It's not My Way. Mike Palm Circa on Twitter. Give him a follow. Of course, Palm Reader's Playbook as well. Thank you, Mr. Palm. Have a good day.
Thank you, Michael.
Love it. 8 o'clock Pacific on Saturdays. Love the spot. Love you guys. Thanks, boys.
He's the genuine article, Michael. He's different. We love Mike Palm.
No doubt. And I mean, I'm telling you what, he's good and he's great at hockey and baseball, and he's really good at football, too. I mean, he works at it. I mean, you could just see how he's notes, he's prepared, and he's, you know, it gives you an inside feel for what's going on behind the book, and he gives it a look outside the book. So it's really, really well done.
No, he does everything over at Circa. And again, circasports.com for more information if you want to get involved in the tournaments. Ken's laughing because he meant to play my way. I have no clue what the hell you were playing, but let's see.
I have no idea either.
You know everything about Sinatra. You didn't recognize that song?
Did not recognize that one. I mean, I feel like the Jackie Gleason and the Honeymooners. I don't know the first three lines of that song, so it's going to make me lose the contest. But no, I mean, we got to get Mike done right. I mean, because he truly is the king. I mean, Sinatra, when he played that, he would always say, "We're going to play the national anthem, but you needn't rise." So that's what we'll do for Mike Palm too.
That's tremendous, and it's always great to talk to Mike. He's going to be joining us every Saturday. I believe it's Sunday. No, every Saturday here on the Lombardi Line, of course, presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, the other professor. We used to call him the professor, right, Mr. Applebaum? He's going to join right here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This is the best we've done for you, the better. With major sports back in action, it's the perfect time to experience everything at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. So here's what we did. We created the Sports Restart Special, which is an introduction to VSiN, so you have access to everything we now offer through September 21st. You're going to receive a daily email update. Just go to VSiN.com, put your email address in every single day. Boom, it's there. Point Spread Weekly, our digital sports betting magazine. 24/7 access to our live video streams to watch every VSiN program. You get all the special sports betting guides. I mean, this is the best package we've put together. All you have to do is go to vsin.com/subscribe today and get in on this special offer before it expires. Contributor, of course, as we welcome you back here, the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. I'm Patrick. He's Michael. A contributor to the daily email is Josh Applebaum. And here comes Josh with the market report. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Patrick. Hey, Michael. Yeah, just to update our viewers and listeners at Nesson and on VSiN, that game we were talking about earlier, Clippers and the Blazers. So a lot of times when you're talking about sports betting, it's not just making the right pick, it's getting the right number. So sharps really liked the Blazers early when they were getting points, even when they were, you know, a pick'em type price, a minus one. But actually, it doesn't matter. It seems like pros are still digging the Blazers here. You know, they still hit them at minus three. They're now up to minus four.
Yep.
That's a steady stream of smart money continuing to come in on the Blazers, even though the line has got worse. Remember, Kawhi's out, and this is a big motivation spot, Blazers to catch Memphis. But Patrick and Michael, another crazy thing is the total here. It opened at 233.5. It's down to 231. Obviously, no Kawhi. You'd expect fewer points. But just a couple, you know, numbers here in the bubble. If you draw a line in the bubble with totals in the NBA, at 230 points. If it's 230 or less, the over is 60%. If it's 230 or more, the under is 71.4%. So that kind of tells you, you know, these high totals have some value to the under. Sharps bet this under 233.5 down to 231. And then just a couple baseball games. You know, we didn't really touch on that yet, but a couple games that have really caught our eye. Number one is Detroit and Pittsburgh. Patrick, your Detroit Tigers scored a million runs yesterday.
A billion.
17-13 on Michael Lombardi. That's a football score right there. But you've seen kind of a buyback opportunity here to buy low on the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates, awful record. They're 3-11. Detroit 6-5. But this opened as a Pittsburgh's small favorite here around minus 110. It's up to minus 117. You saw that over get hit as well. Nine up to 9.5. And then that Cincinnati-Milwaukee game, you've seen another kind of reverse line move toward Milwaukee, kind of a 50-50 bet split. Public is on Cincinnati. They're kind of a trendier team overall with a good lineup. But that game opened out of Pick'em, and it's now moving Brewers closer to minus 115 at this point. So keep an eye on Pittsburgh and Milwaukee. Any opportunity, though, Michael Lombardi, going back to that game, does it worry you that this line is moving further toward the Blazers, or do you like the Blazers here? No Kawhi, a lot of motivation. Grab them anyway.
You know, I kind of like the Blazers here. I think the way the Blazers have been playing, I do love the under here. I think that stat is fabulous, that you play the under when it gets over 231. But I do think the I don't see the books. I don't see the smart bettors backing off the number at all. I think they feel comfortable that the Clippers are going to kind of just go no mas. I don't see them rallying to come in there. They're kind of getting their minutes down to get ready for their big push. So I do think the Trailblazers are going to play with more sense of urgency.
Yeah, the Clippers split 2-2 on totals. The Trailblazers 3-1 to the over so far as the totals are concerned. Lillard going off. McCollum's been playing well. Carmelo's been great. How about Michael's Suns? Let's get an update on that number, Josh.
Yeah, so this is kind of a, you know, a later afternoon game, you know, actually a night game, 7:30 p.m., and it's a little bit under the radar here, but Suns open kind of as a short favorite around -1, -1.5, and it's moved up now to Suns -2. So as of right now, it's a low ticket count game, but it does look like you've seen a combination of some public and sharp money laying the points with the Suns. You got to remember, the Suns are playing with house money. They're 4-0 in the bubble. It's unlikely they make the playoffs, but again, maybe they play looser because of that. And you do have some injuries to the Heat. No Nunn, no Jimmy Butler, and Dragic is questionable here. So that line is still -1.5 up to 2, a little bit of movement there to Phoenix. Maybe a money line opportunity if you're getting a better number there and you're worried about a 1-point game, but a little bit of action there toward Phoenix.
And quickly, just 30 seconds, Lakers opened 8. They're sitting 7 against the Pacers. Any word on LeBron thus far?
Yeah, at this point, it does look like LeBron and Anthony Davis are active. So again, anything could happen here, but they're in. You know, this line did tip down a little bit. At one point, it got closer to 6, then you saw it get back up to 7. So one stat to keep an eye out for the Lakers. You can buy low on them. They have not looked well, and they need to bounce back here. And one stat I like is favorites off a 10-point loss or more, about 56% historically. So buying low when a team's playing bad when they're favored.
There you go, the Lakers laying 7. Josh, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Doubt, no doubt, coming up next with Michael Lombardi right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Okay, handicapper Jeff Siegel has your picks over at ExpressBet today at Saratoga in race 6. Jeff likes number 6, Mystical Man. The Colts making his debut with Joel Rosario aboard. He's 8-1 on the morning line, and at that price, offers a good chance and a good gamble. At Del Mar in race 10, Jeff likes number 4, Superman Shaq. It's a powerful Colt. He is by Shackelford. He's fit, he's fast, and ready for his 6-furlong maiden special weight sprint for 2-year-olds. At 7-2 on the morning line, he presents considerable waging value at that price. If you can still get it, you can bet these races at FirstBet. Go to firstbet.com/bet for more information. That's #1st.com/bet. When you get there, use the promo code Vegas500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up, plus receive up to a $500 bonus for wagering in your first 30 days. Again, that's first.com/bet. Look for plays from Jeff and other VSiN and ExpressBet experts this weekend at vsin.com/horses. And as we welcome you back, we say good morning, good afternoon here on the Lombardi Line. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, presented by BetMGM. I see that Bill has sent out his daily updated email to subscribers. Remember, go to vsin.com and make sure you get signed up for that guests and host best bets throughout the day. Updates to come in your email inbox. Okay, it's time for Doubt, No Doubt, Mr. Lombardi. And I want to start with a couple of just headlines from the bubble thus far and get your reaction. The Lakers have a ton of work to do. We mentioned by far the league's worst offensive rating. They're at the bubble. The half court, they've been horrible. you know, really it comes down to beyond AD and LeBron, and LeBron's going to be fine. They're being cautious with him, obviously, but they're going to have to find a third scoring. And again, without Rondo, without Bep, they've just been horrible in the half court. They're shooting 33, a little over 33% from the field as a team. It's not going to get it done.
No, you know, and I mean, look, if you're counting on Caruso to be your scorer, I think that's got a real problem. I mean, you know, it just doesn't have a good feel to it. And Caldwell Pope, you know, Danny Green, those guys have got to step up. And, you know, we're going to see the emergence of my man J.R. Smith. You know, he'll be launching threes from everywhere. So, you know, they do look vulnerable. Now, maybe they're holding it back a little bit, but, you know, shooting. And the one thing we've seen down in Orlando is the shooters, you know, the people that are great shooters are making shots. I mean, look at TJ Warren. I mean, he's always been a great shooter. He's making shots. Booker. So I would be a little concerned about the Lakers. I think the Clippers don't have their team together. And once they do, they could be a dangerous team.
Doubt, no doubt, the Rockets are legit. Okay, so the Rockets 3-1 straight up. They're 3-1 ATS. They're 1-3 to the under as far as the totals are concerned. They're exhausting. The defense has been good, though. Forcing turnovers. They get out in transition. They like the launch threes. Doubt, no doubt, right now as far as the Rockets.
I have severe doubt because I think the game's going to change come playoff time. I think it's going to be a half-court game. And then I think they're going to have to rely on their power. Look, here's the thing about the Rockets. You got to play. If you play their style, they're going to beat you, right? If you play, it's like the Warriors. If you want to play the Warriors style, they're going to beat you. They're better at it than you are. You know, you've got to change the game a little bit when you play the Rockets. And look, Harden and Westbrook are dynamic and they're unbelievable. Don't get me wrong. And they're able to create shots and make shots and do all the things that they have to do. But I think when it comes playoff time, when it's going to be a half court game, do they have enough to do that? I'm not sure.
Doubt, no doubt here with Michael Lombardi, Draymond Green on Devin Booker. Quote, get my man out of Phoenix. It's not good for him. It's not good for his career. He said that on TNT yesterday. Doubt, no doubt, Devin Booker, his talent's being wasted in Phoenix.
Well, I mean, look, you know, could you imagine if they would have drafted Doncic? They had the first pick of the draft and they took Anton, you know. So, I mean, could you imagine if they would have taken Doncic in that with Doncic and Booker, you know? And so, I'm not sure Anton's a bad player, but I think obviously Doncic is the reason why Dallas did what they did. So, I mean, I think they've got it going a little bit right now with Monty Williams. They've got some stability on the coaching staff. They need to make some smart moves in free agency. They're going to have cap room, and they're going to have a high-value draft pick. I think the Mikal Bridges deal, the deal they made with the 76ers where they flipped Zaire Smith for Mikal Bridges and gave away that asset to do it, proved out to be a pretty good pick for them and because Bridges has played well down in Orlando.
Now, of course, the Kings are the team really kicking themselves. In that draft, they take Marvin Bagley Jr. out of Duke, who's a fine basketball player. He is not Mr. Doncic there.
No, I mean, and that's why it's, you know, that's why it drives me crazy when all these people talk about the process and how you have to have a top five pick to win in the NBA when Booker, I think, is picked 15th in that draft. So, you know, it really comes down to evaluating talent. It takes talent to evaluate talent. And look, I can remember watching Booker. Belichick and I went to a Georgia-Kentucky basketball game. This is before Tom Crean was the coach at Georgia. And Kentucky was playing and Booker was the sixth man. And watching Booker, I would have never thought Booker was this dynamic of a player. Just watching him and that he was, you know, he had to get screens and he really didn't create much on his own. He was the sixth man coming off that Kentucky bench. But his pedigree was incredible. I mean, All-State in Mississippi, the best player in the state of Mississippi, goes to Michigan. You know, everything about him said great, and he ends up being great.
You and Belichick at a college basketball game, were outside the box, were you recruiting tight ends? What were you thinking there?
Well, no, we went to Georgia, actually. We were driving from Auburn to Georgia. We were going to scout Todd Gurley, who stiffed us the next day for a workout, and that we found David Andrews on that trip, the starting center. But when we got into Georgia, when we got into Athens, there was no hotel rooms. We had to really finagle to get a hotel room for both of us because Kentucky basketball was there. So Mark Richt, the head coach of Georgia football at the time, got us a couple seats. Mr. Barkley was in the house as well. So it was a kind of a great game to watch. It was a great game. Kentucky won it down the stretch. I watched Calipari coach the whole game. I sat right across from their bench, and they really, I mean, he coaches hard for all the people that think he just has talent, he coaches talent hard.
It's okay. Todd Gurley ended up stiffing the Rams as well. No doubt, if the Trailblazers get in their 8 seed, 1-8 matchup with the Lakers, they can beat the Lakers. No doubt.
I doubt they can beat the Lakers, but I think they'll give them enough trouble. And I think that the more body punches you take as you try to go through this marathon, the less effective you become later in the tournament. I think that's what wears you down. If you get worn down in round one, you know, it becomes harder and harder, and it challenges your mental toughness. I mean, that's the key. You've got to really be good in mental toughness down in Orlando. We see this, and I think the teams that have it, Toronto, Miami, they have mental toughness. You know, well, where in the West is there the mental toughness? Do the Clippers have it? Do the Lakers have it? That's what I'm not sure of.
No doubt your passion for the 76ers has fallen off with the questionability of Mr. Simmons right now.
Oh, I doubt. Even when Simmons was there, I had no. I would tell my man Will Hill, he's crazy. Will Hill's texting me saying they're going to beat Boston. I tell him, you're crazy. You're nuts. No chance.
Thomas Gable is going to be joining us next, director of race and sports book at the Borgata. We love TG, and he joins us right here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Okay, BetMGM Sports wants you to start with some amazing odds during this August, which is unlike any other. That's why they're giving new customers a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 wager on the Lakers-Pacers game. If either team hits a three today, you're going to win $100. All you have to do is sign up and make your first bet with the bonus code VSIN100 to take advantage of this special offer. There's never been a summer like this before, and there's never been a better time to sign up at BetMGM Sports. Download the BetMGM app today and use the promo code VSIN100 to win $100 in free bets. If you wager $1, the Lakers, Pacers, either team hits a three, you get the $100. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia. Or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. As we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM, I'm Patrick, he's Michael, and Thomas Gable, director of race and sports book at the Borgata there in Jersey, Atlantic City, joins us. TG, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Patrick. Long time no talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, we were talking. Josh was mentioning that 5.5 total on the Yankees Rays game today. You know, this is going to be crazy as far as Major League Baseball has added 14 7-inning doubleheaders. For example, the best team in baseball, as you have it there, Mr. Gable, the Marlins, they're going to play 27 games over the final 23 games of the season. So it's about to get nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and baseball betting here has been nuts really since the beginning. I mean, it's just the handle's been off the charts here with Major League Baseball since they've started. And I mean, even yesterday when you had NBA, NHL going, I mean, the baseball handle's been dwarfing that of the NBA and NHL, surprisingly. But people are coming in and putting down a lot of money on these games.
Thomas, has it been more on the starting pitchers, like today with Cole going against Glasnow for the Rays? Is it all been about predicated on the starting pitchers, or is it just a random survey of the games based on the matchups?
Obviously, there's some people who are placing some bets based on the based on who's pitching. Yesterday's Yankees Rays game, we took a lot of money on the Yankees in that one. I think they were going off at even money, so a lot of people were taking shots on the Yankees. Obviously, that didn't come through for them, but. Overall, we've been seeing a lot of people just taking shots on the plus money. If getting upsets daily, they're looking for teams at the on the plus money, and sometimes it comes through for them.
Thomas Gable, joining director of race and sportsbook at the Borgata Atlantic City. That's the best casino, the best sportsbook over there. The as far as I called it covert earlier, maybe it's not that, but as far as listing players in the NBA, as far as the bubble, setting a number for these games in the association must be difficult right now.
It is. I mean, let's look at the that matchup with the Clippers and Blazers today. So last night we opened this. With the Clippers laying 4.5, that you could have gotten the Clippers laying 4.5 last night here. And then obviously the Leonard news, and we knew Beverly and Harrell weren't playing, but the Leonard news comes out this morning, and now the Blazers are laying 4. So it went from Clippers laying 4.5, but we opened it, and now the Blazers are laying 4.
Are you seeing any movement back towards the Clippers, or is there all the money still coming in on the Trailblazers?
No, it's been steadily on the Trailblazers. We opened the doors this morning at 9. I think we're still at the Clippers laying 1.5 at that point, and then we've just been moving it more and more on the Trailblazers. The total has come down a little bit. We opened at 234, and then. It's gotten down as low as 230, I believe. Now we're at 231.5 on the total. But the Blazers, I mean, they're playing really well. Obviously, 3-1 in the bubble. Only losses to the Boston in a close game there, and they're averaging almost 125 points per game. So I think the bettors are taking notice, really, of what the Blazers have been doing here.
How about the hockey handle, Thomas? You know, a lot of upsets as far as the series are concerned. Crazy action last night. How's the hockey handle been there at the Borgata?
The hockey handle's been very good as well. Expecting a strong day today with the Flyers in action. Yesterday, the Penguins game got a lot of handle on that. It's been very good. Handle just overall in general since we've reopened and sports has come back has been very strong here in the retail environment.
And so are people coming in, Thomas? I know you've got tables set up on the outside and people come in to place their bets, or do you have the machine set up? Tell people how they actually can bet here in Jersey.
Well, you can come in, bet on kiosks. We do have the kiosks that are – some are turned off, obviously, to keep them socially distanced. So it's like every other kiosk is available. The windows, the same thing. So we're not at full capacity as we normally are. So we're at every other window just to keep everything socially distanced. The amount of seats in here are also basically cut in half. And today we're going to be it's tough to get a seat in here today. I mean, we got the Travers going on in the horse racing world. The Hamiltonian's going on at the Meadowlands. So it's a big racing day. We have a large waiting list for seats to come in here and sit down. But as far as sports goes, a lot of people they're able to come in, place their bets, and then, if they want to go out elsewhere to the casino or even eat outside, I mean, that's all the dining options here in Jersey, as you know, Michael, are all outdoors right now until the governor says differently.
Speaking of which, not seats, but Michael's throne there at the Borgata. If you could just drape a blanket over it until he gets there, keep it warm. We got to get Michael back at the Borgata there, Thomas.
Yeah, no doubt.
We are working on it. We are definitely working on it. I think Brian Hamilton's coming in Monday. We're going to look at some options. But, yes, the throne has been dusted off, and it's ready. It's ready.
Well, I know this. I mean, there is enough Flyer fanaticism in this town that you have got to be getting hit hard today, especially with hard against the Lightning. I mean, it seems like all the money's coming in on the Flyers, and there's such high expectations on that team.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they've looked great. As you said, Hart, you know, has played very, very well. And right now they're at plus 115 on the day. And that's all the money is right now that we're taking on that game has been on the Flyers.
Mike Palm.
And I don't expect that to change.
I'm sorry, Thomas. Mike Palm mentioned from the Circa. He was on with us earlier here on the Lombardi Line. He mentioned UFC handle has been insane here. Have you seen the same as far as the handle in UFC betting there in Jersey at the Borgata?
So online, when we were when all the casinos were closed and everything was done mobily, UFC was taking huge numbers online. It's trailed off a little bit since the NHL and NBA and Major League Baseball has returned. But even today I've looked at the UFC where we were when I came in this morning, and we've already taken quite a bit of money on the card tonight. So. It's always been a popular market here for the UFC, and it really, really just kind of exploded even more online when UFC was one of the few things going there for a few months. But even today though, with three major sports going and the PGA Championship, we're still taking decent action on it.
Okay, Thomas, tremendous over there at the Borgata. Look forward to broadcasting with you throughout the football season as well, TG. Have a good day.
Thank you, Thomas.
All right, thanks so much. Yes, have a great day.
Okay, Michael, I'm just quickly, just an update on these NBA games coming up here. The Trailblazers, I'm seeing them drift back to 4. Okay, so they got up to 4.5 favorite over the Clippers. They opened a 4.5-point dog, but I'm seeing that number come back to 4, so maybe a little buyback on the Clippers right now.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's a little bit, the ticket count is 65-35 in the game, and the money count is 84-16, so there's been a little bit of movement. There's been a little bit of money on the Clippers late in that game. The other game that's shocking to me is everybody's all over Indiana. I mean, the ticket count on Indiana is 62-34, and I'm sorry, and everybody's on the Lakers, and the money count's 55-45. So there must be some indication that I think LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to play in this game, because the money is coming in. The ticket count is 62, so the tickets are being written up on Indianapolis. However, the money's coming in on that, and that's a classic Josh Applebaum move there, that you know that there's smart money's coming in on the Lakers.
Reverse line movement bell. Hit the bell. Josh is still hanging out in the corner there. Hit the bell, because, yes, all the money coming in on the Lakers. However, that number's come down from an open of 8 down to 7, so the number moving the Pacers' way. And then finally, give me an update on the numbers here as far as the Suns' Heat, Michael. The Suns opened a 2.5-point dog. They're currently laying 2.
Yeah, this one is, again, this one's pretty much the contrarian play here. 70% of the tickets are on the Suns. 78% of the money is on the Suns. So if you're going to the Heat in this game, you're really going to be with Josh in the contrarian mode, because there's no indication that sharps are in on the Miami Heat whatsoever. So I think without Butler, everybody's concerned. And, the one thing about the Heat, they could get hot. I think the over here at 223.5, Patrick, could be in play, because when Duncan Robinson and they get their guys shooting well, all of a sudden there's a lot of points going on. And we know one thing with Devin Booker and the Suns, they can flat out score.
And quickly, motivation's the key here, Michael. Milwaukee and Dallas, a bit of a line freeze. However, Dallas collecting 65% of the bets, but we've seen that number freeze up. It opened the Bucks lane 5.5. It's sitting 5.5.
I would be so scared about this game, because I thought for sure that the Bucks were going to lay down, and they played the Clippers to the end. I mean, they played the Heat to the end in that game. And I would be worried about them doing the same thing with the defenseless Mavericks.
Michael, have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow, 10 East, 7
tomorrow,
West.
Patrick.
Okay, thank you. Thank you to Josh Applebaum. Thank you to John Clayton. Thank you to Michael Palm. Thank you to Stephanie Ken. All of you, you're the best. Marquee Sports Network in Chicago, thank you. Nesson, thank you. We're coming back to do it again. Remember, Lombardi Line is on 7 days a week, and including tomorrow, Sunday, 10 East, 7 West, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll see you tomorrow morning.